This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
No God that deserves to be worshipped, except Allah alone and with no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the slave of Allah and His Messenger. We ask Allah to exalt His mention and grant Him peace, and to His family and His companions, and all those who follow them until the last day. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah as Allah deserves for you to have taqwa of Him. And do not die except as Muslims. And this word taqwa, my brothers and sisters in Islam, it means to protect yourself from Allah's punishment by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keeping away from what Allah made haram for you. O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord, who created you from a single soul, and created from it its mate, and from those two sent forth many men and women. And have taqwa of Allah, the one whose name you ask by, and fear Allah with regard to your relatives. Allah is always watching over you. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and speak a word that is true. He will correct your deeds and forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved a great success. Before we continue any further, my brothers, if we can ask everyone to move to space in between each other, close the gaps and come forward, because already the masjid is completely full. Especially close the gaps between you and give space for the brothers who are coming in. Already the masjid is full. وَجَزَاكُمْ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. To continue, the best speech is the speech of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the worst of things in this religion are the newly invented matters. And every newly invented belief and practice is an innovation, and every innovation is misguidance, and every misguidance is in the fire. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today we're going to ask ourselves a question. How much are our actions worth? In the sight of Allah, Yawm al-Qiyamah, when we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our deeds are weighed, how much are our actions worth? The noble companion Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, he narrated a hadith. And the hadith is narrated by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, none of you, their actions are going to put them into paradise. He said, there are none of you whose actions are going to put them into paradise. They said, not even you, O Messenger of Allah. He said, not even me, unless Allah covers me with His grace and His mercy. Our actions alone are not enough to take us to Jannah. Our actions alone are not enough to take us to Jannah. How can it be that our actions are not sufficient for us to be from the people of Jannah? What about if we pray? What about if we fast? What about if we give charity? How can it be that our actions are not enough for us to be from the people of Jannah? There is a hadith, and this hadith is narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, except that the hadith, it is weak. But the reason that I'm going to mention this hadith today is not because it's authentic, but because it explains the reason for this. And the reasoning that is mentioned is correct. The narration mentions a man who lived on an island in the ocean. And that man asked Allah to take his life when he was in sujood. He spent 500 years worshipping Allah, according to the narration. As we said, the narration is weak. 500 years worshipping Allah on an island away from everybody. And he died in sajda. And the narration mentions that this man, it was said to him, enter paradise by the mercy of Allah. It was said to him, enter paradise by the mercy of Allah. And the man, he said, I don't want to enter paradise by the mercy of Allah. I want to enter paradise because of what I did. Because of all of the good that I did. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands for all the good that he did, everything good that he did, to be put on the scale, and just his eyesight to be put on the other side. Only his eyesight, nothing else. Just the value of the eyesight that Allah gave him. Just the value of the eyesight that Allah gave him. And the eyesight that Allah gave him is worth more than the 500 years that he spent in worship. This hadith is not authentic, but it explains to you a very important point that you can understand it when you explain it like that. That the blessings of Allah will always be more than, the blessings of Allah will always be more than the worship that you do. How can it be? Because even the worship you do is a blessing from Allah. Even the praying you do is a blessing from Allah. Even the remembrance you do of Allah is a blessing from Allah. So those blessings you will never be able to do enough. You will never be able to do enough. لَنْ يَدْخُلَ أَحَدًا مِنْكُمْ عَمَلُهُ الْجَنَّةِ None of you, their actions are going to put them into Jannah. Not even the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because everything that Allah gave him, that was a blessing. You cannot do enough actions for your actions to be equal to what Allah gave you. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِسْيَانِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَنِعْمًا وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ In this ayah, Allah tells us that your iman is a blessing from Allah. That your love of Islam is a blessing from Allah. That you keeping away from your sins is a blessing from Allah. In that case, you cannot do enough actions to pay back the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you. So now the question is, if none of us will enter Jannah because of the actions that we do, if none of us will enter Jannah because of the actions that we do, then how do we enter Jannah? We enter Jannah from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how do we get the mercy of Allah? We get the mercy of Allah through our actions. And this is what we're going to talk about in the second part of the khutbah. بإذن الله تعالى أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد We've been talking about the hadith and the hadith narrated by Abu Huraira and it's narrated by others as well that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said لن يدخل أحدا منكم عمله الجنة قالوا ولا أنت يا رسول الله قال ولا أنا إلا أن يتغمدني الله منه بفضل ورحمة. They said, or the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, none of you, their actions will put you into Jannah. They said, not even you, O Messenger of Allah, he said, not even me, unless Allah covers me with His grace and His mercy. We said that the reason your actions will not get you into Jannah is because Allah has given you so much. Everything, even your good deeds, are a gift from Allah. Your iman is a gift from Allah. Your Islam is a gift from Allah. So you can never do enough good deeds to make up for the blessings that Allah gave you. But Allah is Alimun Hakim. Allah knows everything and He is the most wise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the actions of His slaves and He gives His mercy according to those actions. So the people who worked hard and they tried hard and they did as many good deeds as they can and they kept away from as much haram as they can, those people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives His mercy to them. Those are the people that Allah gives His mercy to them. Because Allah's mercy is qareebun min al-muhsineen. It is near to the people who do good. So when you do good deeds, this is not your payment to enter paradise. Your good deeds are the way that you get Allah's mercy, and through Allah's mercy you go to paradise. This is important because it gives you something extremely, extremely important that I want you to take from this hadith. Number one, I want you to take from this hadith that you need Allah. You cannot believe that you can go to Jannah by yourself. You need the help of Allah. You need Allah's mercy. You need Allah's forgiveness. The second thing that I want you to take from this hadith is not to be satisfied with your own actions. Many of us, what we see, alhamdulillah, I pray, alhamdulillah, I come to Jumu'ah, alhamdulillah, I give sadaqah, alhamdulillah, I did hajj, and the person thinks this is enough. It's not enough. It's not enough to take you to paradise. If you lived 500 years and you did nothing except worship Allah, it would not be enough to put you into paradise. You need the mercy of Allah and you need Allah's help. And the third thing is that we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to ask Allah for His mercy. We have to ask Allah for His grace. We have to ask Allah for His forgiveness. Because without those things, we will not be from the people of Jannah, no matter how many good deeds we do. So I felt this is a very important lesson to share with everybody. That even the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, I will not go to Jannah because of my good deeds, unless Allah covers me with His grace and His mercy. So we remember how much we need Allah. And we remember that this mercy comes from the good deeds that we do, or it's given to us because of the good deeds that we do. So we strive to do as many good deeds as we can. We strive to keep away from as many sins as we can. We strive to ask Allah as much as we can for His forgiveness and His mercy. And we realize that us, ourselves, it's not enough. We need Allah's help. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. And we look at our deeds as being small, and we look at our sins as being great. And when we do that, inshallah, we will gain the mercy of Allah by which a person will enter paradise. ثُمَّ صَلُّوا وَسَلِّمُوا رَعَاكُمُ اللَّهِ عَلَى مُحَمَّدِ بْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ كَمَا أَمَرَكُمْ بِذَلِكَ رَبُّكُمْ فَقَالَ قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا، وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا، وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي فيها معادنا، واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير، والموت راحة لنا من كل شر، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها، وزكها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب العمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم إنا نسألك بكل اسم هو لك، سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في العلم الغيب عندك، أن تجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا ونور صدورنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم كن لهم ناصرا ومعينا ومؤيدا وظهيرا، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقيموا الصلاة.